Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It is. I'm gonna look at the time on my phone. 7 minutes past 5 o'clock in the evening, and we were gonna go to the zoo today because I'm off in Skien with my family. Or actually in a town called Olbeck, which is very near Skien, but we've been going to Skien a lot because it's such a lovely place. Olbeck's not bad either, but Skien, awesome. We were gonna go to the zoo today, actually, down in Olbo, which is about 60 kilometers from where we're staying, but we decided to skip that as the weather is very, very cold. And we went into a place called Frederikshavn and just had a wander around the shops and a nice lunch and a relaxing day. Just got back. Actually, on the way back, my wife found a tick in the dog's head. And as we're fresh new dog owners, or pretty much, he's only 6 months old. Of course, we were wondering what the heck to do. So my wife did a quick search using her phone, and we found the nearest vet, and we ended up going to the vet just to figure out what to do with this tick in the dog's head. And of course, when we got to the vet, they just took it out with a special pair of tweezers. And we've come away. They did it for free, of course. And then we bought a pair of those tweezers, just in case, because of course we're here for we're here for a few more days yet, and we're going on walks, probably the same places where he picked up that tick, so the likelihood is he'd probably get another one. And of course, you know, they can get them anywhere, really, get them at home when we're at home, so it's a good idea to have one of those fancy pairs of tweezers, I guess, just in case. But it's a bit weird, fresh new dog owners, we didn't know what to do. I remember once when I was a little bit younger, I used to go hunting with my dad, actually, and I came home from a hunting expedition. This was in Scotland, actually. We used to live quite near Hawick in Scotland, and I used to go kind of hunting, shooting, fishing with my dad. I wouldn't do it these days. I'll be perfectly frank and say I'm a little bit ashamed of some of the things I did while I was hunting. Shot some deer and stuff like that. It's not something that I would do now. But really, I used to go just to spend time with my dad. That was the main purpose of why I went. And anyway, I got some ticks myself when I was out hunting once, wading through the grass and everything. It's because I didn't wear gaiters. I just wore trousers and boots. And of course, I got ticks. When I got home and took my trousers off, I noticed I had some bugs stuck in my leg. And the way we got those out is with a cigarette. It was like, like in one of those old war movies when they burn a bullet wound with a cigarette. Well, my dad burned these ticks out with the tip of a cigarette, which is probably not the best thing to do. But with a dog, of course, I wouldn't do that. We went to the vet and had it done properly. And she showed us how to do it, so we'll be able to know what to do next time around. There you go. You've learned some things about me now. Used to go hunting, shooting, fishing. I'd go fishing, actually, again these days, but at one of those places where you catch them and put them back. And I certainly wouldn't go hunting anymore. Like I said, I mainly went to spend time with my dad. I'm a little bit ashamed of some of the things I did while I was out hunting. I shot some deer, basically. There's nothing I'm proud of, but there you go. I was young and impressionable, and like I say, it was mainly because I wanted to spend time with my dad, who sadly is no longer with us. Alright, I'm going to carry on walking the dog and enjoy the evening. I'll go home and have some dinner after this, and have a relaxing evening up here in the north of Denmark. Have a good one, everyone. See ya. Oh, and probably this evening, for an hour or so, I'll continue making the EPUB version of 50 Stories of Pakistan, which I've been working on and off while we've been away on holiday. Hoping to have that finished for the time we get back, and then I can upload it to Book Glutton and get it converted into a proper EPUB and have it validated and everything. And then soon after that, it will be on sale. All right, have a good one.